What move are you talking about?
With Steven gone.
So that situation doesn't concern me. Like, I know that they release him, but that's all I really know. I mean, now, like, we're down to one big back, which is me. And, I mean, all I could do is just come out here today and work.
Feel like you have a better opportunity today than you did yesterday when he was on the roster?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
How do you think you self-evaluate? You know, how have you done so far this preseason?
I felt like I did pretty good. But there's still little small details that I could work out, but just overall, I feel like I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I fit into the system very well, and yeah.
I know that ball security was an issue for you in college. It hasn't really been here in the past few months. Do you do something to correct that issue or to help?
Nah, nothing at all. I would just say just carry the ball high and tie 5 points of pressure. That's about it.
Coach Carlo was talking about the two-point conversion when you made contact with the line. Could you just describe that play?
First off, I was pretty tired on that drive. But overall, I just had to make a defender miss, and then I just seen that open hole, and I just took a shot. And it was a two-point play, and we got it in. It was good.
Jim said they'll give you probably a few more carries than you were just to give you an even better look at you. Looking forward to?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Just my personal opinion, I feel like I'm going to be getting a lot of reps this game, and I hope that everything goes smooth, and I'm ready for opportunity.
How much do you think you've just opened people's eyes in general, maybe, you know, around this organization, across the league, you know, everywhere, just for, you know, a guy who 7th-round pick to come in and do what you've done?
I would just say, just speaking on what you said, with like just open eyes and just me being a 7th-round pick, I felt like I came in and then I had to leave due to school situation, stuff like that, and then coming back, it was just kind of stressful, not really picking up with the plays. But now that I'm here and I'm catching up, I feel like it's going pretty smooth.
How hard was it to catch up from all that time that you had to miss?
It wasn't that hard. I mean, it was just like I wasn't getting my physical reps. Like, it was just all mental focus and just physical, and then just all mental reps. But really, like, now that I came back and then, like, I was able to get the physical reps, it was just something that I had to work on.
How did they keep up with you? Did you talk to coaches on the phone, or how
did you? NFL has some type of policy where, like, every once in a while, you could talk to your coach on the phone for a certain amount of time and this and that. So, like, that's just the program I was on.
Did you say you consider yourself a big back?
I do.
So, between the tackles, short yards, I mean, those are roles. How comfortable is your team with those roles? That's what you're asked to do this year.
Pretty comfortable. Like, I mean, like, whatever they want me at, like, I'm most comfortable with just anything in general, special teams, and if it comes down to goal line or just being a bigger back, doing anything that's possible.
More speed play into that, though, too. You're a big back, but you also a forward type guy who saw on the kickoff return. So does it expand you beyond just between the tackles, too, or do you consider yourself that? How they're going to use you?
I don't know how they're going to use me, honestly. I mean, I just come out to work every day, and I get my certain, practice reps, and I just go all out, and I just do what I could do. Obviously, I could catch out the backfield also, and then, special teams also. Like, I'm pretty dedicated to special teams, so it's probably going to be my role also.
The one thing a lot of young backs struggle with is pass protection. You seem like a pretty willing guy in that area. How do you think that's all I talk about?
I would just say, for me, it's just, I'm 230 almost, and, just, putting up all this weight, against these big linebackers, I would just say that it's kind of easier for me. But I'm pretty – I'm putting up with it pretty well.
You
want to tell them how good you are right now? No, almost. No, I'm good.